invite our elders to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is this foretaste of that glorious marriage supper. One day, today, a little sample, a little taste, a little hors d'oeuvre, if you will, of what's coming when we're seated around the table with our bridegroom, enjoying relationship with him forever, unbroken, face to face. The bread reminds us of his body that was broken on the cross. The blood, the juice represents his blood that was poured out, because that's what it costs to make this sinner clean, to wash me pure and make me new, to present me spotless and holy. That's what it took. The Son of God crucified in my place for my sins. So if you're a believer in him, if you're part of that beautiful thing called the bride of Christ, his church, whom he purchased with his blood, this is an opportunity for us to taste and see that the Lord is good, to remember what he did for us, to receive it, to give him thanks. If you're a believer, take and hold that in your hand, and as a body of believers, once we've all been served, we'll take that together. Jesus, thank you. For pursuing wayward sinners like us, setting your love on us, paying our price, bringing us in, washing us clean, making us new, making us fit. Making us worthy to belong to you. What amazing good news. We receive, we say thank you. We give you the praise and affection and love and worship that is due to you. Our King, our hope, our head, our husband. We receive a gift from you. Gift of cleansing, gift of being made new by your Spirit. And we say thank you. His body, broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash and transform this sinner. Drink.